Okay, let's just cast our minds back for a second. Early March 2020, remember that?
Oh, yeah. Hard to forget.
New York City wasn't just seeing COVID cases, it felt like it was the global epicenter.
Total chaos, sirens constantly, hospitals just overwhelmed.
And everyone, absolutely everyone, was scrambling for PPE. Masks, gowns, you name it. Supply chains, basically
It's
gone.
collapsed.
Right. So, in the middle of all that panic, how does this story even happen? A really high-ranking New York official, Linda Sun, and her husband, Chris Hugh, allegedly running an $8 million fraud and kickback scheme for PPE.
It's pretty shocking. And what makes this particularly alarming is how it potentially connects to other pre-existing charges against Sun.
Which were?
Allegations that she was acting as an unregistered agent for the People's Republic of China. So you suddenly have this national security angle layered onto what looks like, massive greed.
Okay, let's dig into that. How did she allegedly pull this off? I mean, Sun was deep inside the system, right?
Absolutely. 15 years in state government, rising up to deputy chief of staff. A naturalized citizen, seen as an insider.
And when the pandemic hit, she gets put on this emergency PPE task force, the idea being she could use her connections in China to help source supplies.
Exactly. Those ties were initially seen as a major plus, a real asset in the crisis.
But the prosecutors say she basically weaponized that trust,
Yeah.
that she pushed forward two companies secretly tied to her own family.
And her husband, yes. Allegedly presenting them as if they were official recommendations from the Chinese government.
Wow. Is there specific evidence for that?
Well, the indictment points to what they call a smoking gun, an email. Apparently, Sun got a legitimate list of potential vendors from a Chinese trade office.
Right.
She then allegedly doctored it, took out a real ventilator company, and swapped in a company linked to her family. The prosecutors actually called it her cousin company.
Her cousin company, okay.
And then the really crucial part, she forwards this changed list, allegedly, with the subject line, and get this, already verified by Linda Sun.
Verified by her. So she's verifying her own secret recommendation.
That's the core of the allegation. A pretty blatant move, if true.
And the money involved. We're not talking small amounts here.
No, not at all. New York State paid these two companies somewhere in the region of $35 to $44 million combined.
35 to 44 million.
Yeah. And on their computer, investigators reportedly found a spreadsheet. It detailed about $2.3 million in kickbacks that had already come back to them.
Okay, that's bad enough.
But wait, there's more. Another spreadsheet, this one apparently from Chris Hughes' account, it laid out the total expected profit from the deals.
Which was?
$8,029,741. $8,029,741.
Over $8 million profit.
And in the column indicating who gets that profit, just one word.
Me.
Me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Speaks volumes, doesn't it?
So the big question then is how? How could this happen inside state government during an emergency?
Right. And you have to understand the context. People were calling it New York's Wild West for procurement back then because of the emergency orders.
Exactly. Normal bidding rules, oversight procedures, a lot of that was suspended to get supplies fast. Speed was everything.
Which basically dismantled the usual checks and balances.
It created a perfect storm, an environment where, well, opportunism could potentially thrive if someone was looking for it.
So let's connect the dots. The charges are serious. Honest services wire fraud, which is basically cheating the public, right?
Yeah, depriving citizens of her honest, unbiased service, plus bribery, money laundering, tax evasion, really significant charges, especially given the crisis context.
And tying it back to those earlier charges you mentioned, the unregistered agent claims for China, what are the implications there?
Well, that's where it gets really quite chilling. You have to ask, was this just about the money, or could it have been more?
Like what?
Could manipulating the PPE supply chain, even through just these companies, provide intelligence on U.S. vulnerabilities? Could it allow a foreign power to exert some kind of leverage or disruption during a national emergency? These are terrifying what-ifs.
It really exposes a potential weakness, doesn't it? State governments are on the front lines in these crises.
Absolutely. They're making critical decisions under immense pressure. But they might not have the same kind of counterintelligence resources as, say, federal agencies. It's a potential blind spot.
So this whole deep dive into the New York PPE fraud case, it's a story about alleged greed, for sure, but it feels like more.
It's definitely a cautionary tale. It shows how crisis situations, especially the rush and bypassed rules in procurement, can open doors not just for corruption, but potentially for foreign influence, too.
It really highlights that intersection between public corruption and maybe more subtle geopolitical maneuvering.
It's a complex threat, and one we probably need to get much better at understanding and defending against, especially at the state level.
So the question left for you to think about is, what do we learn from this? How do we protect the integrity of our public servants and safeguard national security when the next crisis inevitably hits? Something to mull over.